recognize another and not yet party to the convention to accede. My country recognizes the importance of strengthening the BWC because by banning biological weapons and their delivery systems comprises a bedrock of the international framework for disarmament, non-proliferation, security and global public health. We also recognize the need to foster more active participation of the scientific community and other mechanisms working in the area of global public health so that they assess scientific and technological progress pursuant to the aims and provisions of the BWC. President, we believe that this review conference is the appropriate platform for resuming negotiations on a legally binding multilateral protocol which will strengthen the convention in a balanced and holistic way and which will cover its basic pillars, including assistance and cooperation. We also believe that international cooperation should be considered from a new angle, encompassing funding as well as the exchange of information, experience, lessons learned, good practices, education, capacity building, and the exchange of technical knowledge, so that it becomes an instrument which will provide added value and make traditional assistance schemes more dynamic and efficient, or innovates on them so that they can really react to the developments of our age. Strengthening some articles in convention must not undermine others. That's the case of Article 10. Its full implementation on a non-discriminatory basis is an urgent task for us. For Guatemala, it's vital that the mandate under Article 10 be fully implemented in order to support developing countries in creating and developing national capacity to tackle the various dimensions of this issue through cooperation assistance, and also look at the global public health perspective at the same time, so that we can fully implement the aim of the convention and eradicate biological and toxin weapons. Guatemala reiterates its commitment to fully complying with all the convention's provisions and calls upon state parties to submit their national reports so that we enhance the transparency and strengthen the regime of the convention. Guatemala expresses its satisfaction at the 41 years of the BWC. It's made an invaluable contribution to building multilateral disarmament infrastructure and has contributed to international peace and security. Nevertheless, we regret that after four decades, we still haven't got a verification mechanism. We haven't yet reached an agreement on that. We reiterate once again that there are different ways in which we can furnish the convention with a verification mechanism, and that will allow us to see if there is true eradication of the banned weapons. I recognize that this is a task which we must tackle, and the need to bring the convention in the 21st century so that we can respond to evolving threats and challenges. We believe that this conference is an opportunity for state parties to take a decision to equip the convention with a verification mechanism on implementation and compliance. We reiterate our firm support for the treaty and our unequivocal commitment to its full implementation and, in the near future, its universalization. Thank you, President.